This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Case IH Can-Equip KFRM Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Nash, Oklahoma at Farmers Grain Company visiting with the manager, Jason Skaggs. And Jason, has it started to get busy around here?
Yes, sir, it has. We started harvest last week here, and we've had trucks rolling every day.
There was a little bit of delay, I would say, probably getting things going with all the rain you had down here.
Yes, sir. We had quite a bit of rainfall. Kind of came in at the wrong time. We had a small hailstorm come through and did a little bit of damage, but we're seeing pretty high yields, and test weights are sure staying up there this year.
What kind of yields have you been hearing about?
We've probably had anywhere from 40 to 50 bushels is probably on average around here this year. Protein levels have been really good. We've had protein levels clear up to around 14.9 here at Nash this year.
What about test weights?
Test weights, on average, we're probably running anywhere from 60 to 64 on most of it. I know small town, one of our locations at Waukeeta, north of us here, they did have a 64.9 test weight the other day.
Well, that's not anything to complain about.
No, sir, it's not. That was a first-time farmer, too, so he's never planted wheat before in his life, and that's a pretty awesome test weight for a first year.
I'll bet he'll plant some more next year.
I bet he will.
And as far as the moisture, has that been a problem?
No, moisture levels this morning, we did, samples were kind of wet. We did have a little bit of a dew last night, but most of it, you know, during the day, we're running anywhere from 10 to 12 moisture, so we're doing good there.
You talked about the protein levels being pretty good. Is there any premium this year for protein?
At this time, we don't have a protein schedule out. But on a lot of this protein, but it just protein levels have been really good this year, which, you know, we didn't get a lot of rain when we needed it, and so a lot of this wheat was stressed, and so that's why we're seeing these high protein levels.
Have you noticed any difference talking with some of the farmers about maybe different varieties or anything else that have made changes in the quality or quantity?
This year we've the guys around here will plant the double stop variety. We've also had quite a bit of the coaxium atomic. That coaxium atomic has been a good variety this year. Guys have done really well with it. We've also been taking samples called Bread Box and Paradox, and those have been doing pretty well for us there too.
Have you had any problems with stripe rust or disease at all?
We haven't this year. We've actually been pretty fortunate. The worst thing we've seen is rye this year.
And what about insect damage? Has there been any problems with that?
No, we have not seen any insect damage this year, so that's been a great relief.
And as far as you could estimate, If the weather holds, how long do you think it'll be before you can see the harvest completed around here?
I would estimate right now around the Nash area, we are probably half done as of right now. So I would hope by Friday we are starting to wrap up pretty well. With most of our bigger guys, we'll probably still have a few stragglers, but I'm sure hoping next Sunday afternoon I'm taking a nap.
So you're probably running a few extended hours now.
We are. We're running about 14 hours a day down here right now. We did have a couple 15-hour days just to try and keep guys going. You know, when last night we had to shut down early because it just got really tough here because of that cool front that came through. But we have had some really good days, and we missed that rain that came through the other night, stayed up in Kansas. So we were fortunate there that we could go ahead and cut yesterday.
Well, thank you, Jason. I've been visiting with Jason Skaggs, manager at Farmers Grain Company in Nash, Oklahoma. This is Jim Winger.